Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Find them smiling every Saturday morning from 9 for CMI Toyota, who love to see you CMI-ling at one of their three big locations. 104.7 Triple M.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Saturday edition of Dead Set Legends. Once again, a beautiful, beautiful morning here in Adelaide. 32 degrees today, so hope you're up and about. Can join us on the program, 133353. It is a beautiful morning. Absolutely a beautiful. Well, it's not a good morning if you're a Crows supporter. And it's not a good morning if you're an Adelaide 36ers supporter. But it's a great morning if you support Adelaide United. Ooh. As I welcome my fellow panellists this morning to take part in the show, a man who's got more contacts in the sporting world than Etza. Unbelievable. Andrew Newton-Jarman. Good morning, Jarman.
G'day, Kate. G'day, Adelaide.
A round of applause, Jarman.
Nice line there. Might as well get a little fringe act, eh, George? What would you call yourself? Night with KG.
Tell you what, one night with KG, it'll take you 12 months to recover. I can give you the strong tip or not to judge.
Right,
but let's welcome a man to the program who is still getting over being a part of the losing Redbacks. And probably taking... The one and only Gregory Blewett. Blewie, welcome to the show.
Hello, lads. Hello, everyone. Yeah, little flat. You know, a couple of our teams went down, so disappointed. But United, 5-2, so there is a positive. But, a bit happening overnight.
Shield boys get a wooden spoon presented.
Oh,
no, well, they don't know the answer.
Of course they don't.
Well, why not? Well, why do we call it a wooden spoon if you don't get presented?
Why don't you present it, Jarvis?
Well, because I'm not involved in the establishment.
And you
I'm
know
just
what?
A supporter
and,
of the
Redbacks. And you know what? That's the good part. You're not involved in the establishment. Because if you were involved, the whole bloody thing would fall over. We've got a big program today. We have got a huge program.
Who have we got then?
Well, we'll be talking to Matty Crouch from the Adelaide Footy Club.
Adelaide United striker. Who are we talking to there?
Johan, his name is Jarvis?
Absalonson.
Absalonson. A good man too, Johan. Yeah. We'll talk to him.
You don't even know him.
And Adelaide... Oh, I just said his name. And Adelaide 36ers former legend Phil Smythe will join us on the program as well.
And we finish at 11:30.
Yo, guilty!
Well, you might as well go now.
11:30. Unbelievable. Yes, sir. We've got a big program. We're back. We're fired up. We're ready to go. 133353 is our number. Over to you, Haydos.
We have tickets to the grand final replay next weekend, 133353. Yes. But I don't think we're going to have any troubles getting people to weigh in on what we're about to talk about next.
Oh, good song. Turn it up.
It's Triple M's Dead Set Legends for CMI Toyota. It's Triple M's Dead Set Legends for CMI Toyota. Back where it belongs, 9 a.m. Saturday mornings. We've got tickets to the grand final replay happening between Adelaide and the Tigers. 133353 just to weigh in on this.
Good on you, Haydos. We've got Jars, we've got Blue, we've got KG, all South Australians born and bred. This is a South Australian program. Now, can you blokes tell me, please, 15 minutes to go into the final term last night, I'm sitting there watching the game. Young Yeoman kicks a goal, 20 points up. I said to my lovely daughter, Sal, pour me another little glass of Sauvignon Blanc, love, before I go to bed.
That was your second bottle.
We're home.
Yeah.
We get beat by 12 points. What happened?
Well, this is what Don Pike said in his presser after the game.
As I say, we were 20 points up at three-quarter time.
That's what I just said.
In a game that we expected to win, and we didn't. So I'm not looking for excuses. We'll understand and get reasons, and we'll get better. That's our commitment.
So there you go. That
should have won the game. We all know that, and he did say that. No whinging about the umpires,
correct.
Please. Please don't ring up and whinge about the umpires.
No.
End of the day, we didn't execute it under pressure. We faded out in that last quarter. Hampton was a bit of a blow. We had some of our better players who played poorly.
Yep.
Eddie Betts had a quiet game.
Correct.
There is some criticism. He can only play at home. He struggles on the road. Is that fair criticism? What is that unfair about Eddie?
A little unfair.
And we need Eddie. We need Eddie because he's in our top five players.
Correct.
Laird was outstanding. Crouch was outstanding.
Correct.
Sloane just played with his a line at the heart that he is. He's got a massive heart for our football club. Our defenders got isolated on a one-on-one at times. They struggled. So Pikey's got a lot to work with. It's only round one. Let's not get frustrated. Let's not get concerned. We'll learn a lot from that game last night.
Well, you've got to be concerned.
No, but you don't forget. I understand we've got players out. But there were some good signs. Young Fogarty showed some real positive signs, being a good contested key forward. Doty, showed some glimpses.
Gibbs.
But Gibbs was quality as usual.
Sensational.
Some of our core type players, as I call them, struggled. Atkins struggled. Some of those boys that should have stood up struggled and didn't. You're right.
Well, okay. Throw it up into the Triple M family. What happened in that last 15 minutes? What What didn't the Crows do that they should have done to win that game? They put themselves in a winning position.
And they did. They did. But also, KG,
what?
We've got another situation regarding Richard Douglas.
Now, look.
Showed some real mongrel, which we lack sometimes.
I'll make a statement. If he gets knocked off for what he did last night, he hit him in the side.
It was a good hip and shoulder bump, yes.
The young man, what, 2-3 weeks ago,
spent
some time with
he
concussion.
Did. Yeah, yeah.
Now, if he goes for that, dinkum, the game is well and truly stuffed. Absolute.
Half a kick to Hooker at centre-half forward. Oh, big crash, Douglas on Merritt.
Advantage.
Heard the advantage and the kick from Hooker.
He's coughed it up. Merritt's out cold, I reckon.
Cold.
Is he in trouble? Is there nothing to worry about?
No, this is, you have a clear look at that, Bluey and yep. Jars. He hit him in the side. There was no arms raised. There was no head-high tackle. It was purely and simply in the side. Now, if he gets knocked off for that, honestly, Jars, honestly, fair.
Anything, the head gets touched.
I reckon he'll go.
You think?
I'm with you. No, Cage, I'm with you, mate. But going on what's happened the last couple of years, and he was very slow to get up, and he didn't play for the rest of the game. So, unfortunately, I think he's in a little bit of trouble. But that looked like to me just good, hard,
two bodies collided.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's
no head high tackle.
And Richard Douglas is one of the fairest players to go around in the competition. Merritt's head hit his own shoulder. I reckon that's what happened. Mm. His head hit his own shoulder. And got himself whiplashed when he went down.
Is football a contact sport? Is
yes,
football
is.
A physical yes, game?
Is. Yes, it
For
is.
For goodness sake.
But the bump's dead and buried in AFL football.
That wasn't a... It was a collision.
Could Dougie have tackled instead of bumping in
they
that situation?
Ran into
no,
each
but I'm
other.
Just asking the question.
No, no. That was a football collision, no more, no less. And I don't know.
Well, you're not going to be. 1-3-3-5-3 is our number. Give us a call, family. Tell us what you thought of last night. And is Richie Douglas?
They're great people, CMI Toyota, who want a new or used car. They're the only people to see.
All right, KG, let's go to the family. Woo. The phones have gone berserk. Gavin of Fulham Gardens. G'day, Gav.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Good, Gav.
Good.
Well,
good.
Not really good, but I'm okay.
No, yeah, look, KG, I'm a little bit, not devastated, but I'm a bit amused because the Crows have not, look, they come, that'd be the fittest side in this comp, I reckon, or one of them anyway, and they just ran out of legs last night. And Essendon come out in that last quarter, and they made every ball a winner. They ran in lines, they ran over the Crows. And, you know, I've never thought that the Crows would get done like that.
No, 20, but Gav, we should not have lost that game. 20
well,
points.
You've got a couple of big names out, KG, too.
Yeah, no, that's
remember.
Excuses, Gav. No,
we don't want... Yeah, no. We're not, and Gav, you've got to remember, Gav, you've got to remember, as with Richmond, we're 5 weeks behind in terms of the pre-season program because a lot of those clubs, they started 5 weeks earlier than the Adelaide Crows. So we're always going to play catch-up. And when we've got boys sore and we've got some boys out... You know, the conditioning's not ready. So it won't be till about round 5 or 6 when you start seeing a bit more football, a bit more consistency, I reckon.
And as for that bump, boys, if he gets games for that, they've got to take the bump out of the game, and that's just crap.
Yeah, I agree totally. Good on you, Gav.
Good to hear from you, Gav. Pete, Happy Valley. G'day, Pete.
Yeah, g'day, guys. Hey, Gav, you stole my thunder there. I was going to say the 4 to 5 week delay in pre-season. I think everyone thought Essendon might finish with a bit more run, but... in one sense, I thought Essendon's inaccuracy at goal probably kept Adelaide in the game a little bit. Second and third quarter. But, guys, I know we're not blaming the umpires, but, you know, holding the ball, why would you make the play? You know, some of those decisions last night, Rory Sloane in particular, I can't work out umpires' mentality that they can't see that the player on top is actually dragging the ball under the player on the ground.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it's driving me crazy. And I don't want to talk about umpires, but they're in the game too much. They're mic'd up. I don't want to hear this Razor Ray. His name's Ray. Christ, Razor Ray.
Good on you, Pete. Mark of Seaford. G'day, Mark.
Yeah, morning, fellas.
Yeah, Mark.
Three quick points. First of all, that bump by Richie Douglas, that was a fair hit. It was in the spirit of the game.
Yep.
I don't think anybody can question that. Second of all, the exclusion zone. What's going on with that?
Yeah, that's a joke.
And third of all, I don't break for the Crows or Essendon, but, hey, the money that the umpires had was definitely on Essendon last night, let's face it.
Mm. Okay, Mark.
Good on you, Mark. Sean of Happy Valley. G'day, Sean.
Hey, boys, how you going this morning?
Yep. Good, Sean.
Good.
Good. Mate, that bump, that was just an amazing bump. That was one of the best bumps you'll see. And if they start wiping that sort of rug, start wiping that out of the game, they might as well start calling contact like they do in netball and introduce a round ball with the game.
Yeah, I'm with you, Sean. It was a football collision.
It was a beautiful bump.
Yeah, no more, no less.
I heard BT say, oh, he's coming a bit late. Well, he didn't come in late. If you committed to the ball and to your opponent, how can you stop yourself?
Yeah, I'm with you, Sean. The big push from the AFL, though, is the concussion, isn't it, and the welfare of the players. But I'm with you. Yeah. That's what I like to see, but that's where the AFL are coming from.
Mm. Understand it. Good on you, boys.
Good on you, Sean. Thanks for your call.
Price, please. Yeah, now, Sean, you're going to go along to the grand final replay Thursday night, Adelaide Crows v Richmond Tigers at Adelaide Oval, 7:20. For everyone else who want tickets, head to afl.com.au for tickets and info.
Okay, we've got John of Norwood, have we?
John of Norwood, yes we have, Cage.
Good.
That's my job.
Hi, Kenny, how you going, mate?
Yeah, good, Johnny.
There's two things I'm a little bit worried about. What are they going to do with Jenkins?
Yep.
He is the X factor. I tell you what, I don't know what they're going to do with him, but it's a big question mark.
What did he kick two goals? Yeah, he kicked two goals. Right?
He kicked two goals, but he doesn't do enough other.
Mm. Yep.
And the other bloke had one of his worst game was McGovern.
Yeah.
I don't know where they're going to play him.
Oh, gee, I got to say, I liked him.
I do like him, but last night, I don't know, coaching staff, they did not get it right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he only had nine possessions, Mitchie McGovern, didn't he?
Yeah, but Andrew, you coach, and that, they got to get it right for four quarters.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's
totally
tough.
Yeah, good
it's
call,
tough.
Johnny. Good call.
It's tough. Brenton of Seaford Rise. G'day, mate.
How are you, Jazz?
Good, mate. What are your thoughts?
KG, you are so one-sided, mate. It is unbelievable.
Why am I one-sided?
If I punch you in the arm, are you going to start spitting blood? The guy walked off spitting blood. He obviously got somewhere high.
He didn't get hit. You watch it. You have a look at it.
And he was concussed.
He was concussed, KG.
Let me say to you, you saw it, I've seen it, and there was no contact made to the head. None at all. It was made to the side.
How do you walk off spitting blood?
I don't know, but I'm saying that the contact by Richard Douglas was to the side of young Merritt. No head high tackle, nothing.
Now, did he bump? Why didn't he go for the ball?
He was committed. It was a football collision. Oh, fanning.
The other guy goes for the ball. Why didn't he go for the ball?
Well, he made contact with Douglas the same fashion.
He was late. That's why he bumped.
Could Douglas tackled in that situation?
No, he was committed.
To what?
To the ball,
or to the player?
To doing what he did.
He was committed. He was always going to bump, KG. He had no intention of going for the ball.
Well, Brent, did he hit him high?
Pretty high, mate. I thought it was high.
Oh, high.
I think he'll do at least a week. Jenkins needs to go back to playing basketball. The 36ers could have done with him last night.
Good on you, mate.
Honestly.
All right, we've got to keep moving.
That's unfair.
Jeez.
he reckons I'm off the planet. Where's he?
He's passionate.
You can keep the convo going on Twitter.
A decision will be made this afternoon, KG, with the new tribunal sitting. So we'll find out later on today Richie Douglas's fate.
We might stay on air until
the
call comes through.
Triple M. It is Dead Set Legends for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer, with KG, Jars and Greg Blewett.
Adelaide United last night against the Newcastle Jets, 5-2.
Smashed them.
Yeah, about time the boys. It's been about eight games building, lads. And one of their superstars.
This is the man.
This is the man who'll join us. He had a magnificent game last night. Johan Absalonsson joins us. Johan, congratulations. That was a complete team performance, a classy performance last night.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it was a pleasure to be involved in that game. It was really a really good feeling, especially with the fantastic crowd on the Cooper. So it was a night not to forget, I think.
And Johan, that win was so, like, every win's important, but so far as the top six is concerned, that was a very important win last night.
It was. We we were getting closer to the seventh place,
which
doesn't qualify to the playoffs. So of course we knew that we needed points on the table, and yeah, we got the points yesterday, but just as important, we got a lot of confidence and a lot of goals scored, and a lot of people got a lot of confidence by scoring goals yesterday. So we got the 3 points, but we also got a huge amount of confidence in the team from that performance.
Beautiful.
No, it was awesome last night, Johan. Well played. Hey, just quickly, from a player's point of view, the pitch doesn't look brilliant since the concert, but is it worse than it looks, or is it better than it looks?
No, it's actually okay. It's pretty even. The surface is pretty even, and it doesn't bounce us off when you make a pass. So it's pretty good, but there's still some areas where the grass is not as thick as it could be. But compared to a month ago, it's like 10 times better now. So it's definitely getting better again. And yesterday was fine.
Yeah, and Daniel Edlung, he's a class player, isn't he? He's underrated, I reckon, in this competition.
Yeah, definitely. I had the pleasure to train with him every day, and I can see that he got a really good level. I can see he played in the second Bundesliga for many years, and he really got some quality. And it's just a pleasure to play with a guy like him who is a good player, but on the other hand also works so hard every training to get even better and to be a good role model for all the other guys. So a big pleasure to play together with him.
Johan, the more I see of Marco Kurtz, the more I'm impressed with his coaching. I thought when he brought young Kitto onto the pitch, that was a real positive move for us.
Yeah, definitely. He has come with some new ideas,
yep.
I think. It has been completely opposite to the other coach. I can hear from the players being here for a while. It's been longer sessions and more sessions and everything. But now, unfortunately, we got quite a few injuries in this season. But hopefully, the style and the fitness will pay off here in the end, where the most important games will be played.
Exactly right.
Johan, you've been a class player, you're a class striker. You've been frustrated with injuries since you've joined the A-League competition. Obviously, there is reports that you're undecided about going forward. Where do you see things at the moment? Are you in negotiations with the club, obviously new owners? Where's your mindset at the moment going forward?
Yeah, my mindset is just right here right now, completing this season. But of course, from speaking to the club about the future, because I'm only here for now, I'm only here for this season, so we have to decide whether we're going to stay or
we can't lose you, mate. I'll babysit if you need me. I'll walk your dogs.
Jar's an old baby. We'll take it in turns of babysitting. You've got to stay here.
You're
the cog in the wheel.
You can stay at my house if you want.
I appreciate it, guys. I appreciate it.
We need you.
Yeah, I appreciate it, but I actually don't know yet. It's a family decision to make, so we'll see. We'll see here in the last couple of weeks.
Johan, it's the best place in the world to live, Adelaide. It's,
here he goes.
It is the best place in the world.
Yeah,
beaches,
he knows that.
Parklands, restaurant, Cooper Stadium, Adelaide United. What more do you want?
Yeah, I want the Fringe Festival to go on for a whole year instead of a month. That would be great.
Have you ever watched an AFL game live? Johan?
No, I haven't, but I'm going to here in April, I think.
Brilliant.
I just need some tickets, yeah.
Yeah, we'll get you tickets. Don't worry, you'll love it.
Perfect.
We'll get you the Triple M box. We'll give you champagne.
We'll get you picked up in a limo. We'll get Bluey to pick you up.
I would love that. I'm looking forward to that.
Good on you, Johan. Congratulations, and please stay in Adelaide, and we'll speak to you again down the track.
Yeah, it's okay. Thank you.
Good on you, Johan.
Johan Adelonson, he's the classy striker we've missed. He's been out injured, but he was brilliant last night.
Haven't they played every time he comes into
classy performance.
Absolutely.
5-2, good result against the Newcastle Jets, Blue.
Yeah, that was the win they needed,
absolutely.
Isn't it?
Yep.
Exactly. So you and I can take it in terms of babysitting.
You can fall asleep after.
You can have my kids as well, Kate.
What?
What's up next, George?
Got a big show. Stay with us.
The CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer. It's Dead Set Legends with KG, Jazz, and Greg Little Blue.
Now, awards night last night, boys, down at the Adelaide Oval. So I didn't get to see the Crows. I tried to watch it when I got home. But anyway, the Neil Danzy medal for the best player of the year went to Joe Many. So that's his second.
Yeah, well done, Joe.
So well done.
Yeah, well done. But I must say I was surprised, though.
Yeah, a little bit surprised. He's really consistent, though. So I think he probably would have polled in a lot of the games. The Strikers' best player, Rashid Khan.
Yeah.
No surprises
what
there.
What about Alex Carey?
And
he's stiff.
The Bradman medal in the middle of the week as well. That was, I think, Thursday night. So that's the best district player, a tie to Connor McInerney and also Kelvin Smith. So well done to those boys.
Yeah, well done.
That's also, what about Nick Winter? Came second in the Shield Player of the Year. Played five games. Missed out by one vote.
Wow.
So well done. Also, just a little bit of a stat here too for you, Jars. Connor McInerney made his debut against Tasmania the other day.
Yes, he did.
13 days later, won the Bradman medal. 2011, playing a guy called Chad Sayers. We know Chaddy.
Yeah, we love our Chaddy.
Playing for Woodville also. Forgot to mention that Connor McInerney plays for Woodville. So Chad, 2011, made his debut against Tasmania. 13 days later, won the Bradman medal.
No,
stop it.
What about that?
Wow.
Fantastic.
Now, also,
good stat there, Brucey.
Some test matches going on elsewhere as well. What about the Poms?
58. Good. 58.
Good. Out against New Zealand.
Beautiful.
They were 9 for 27.
Warming up for next year.
They powered on the,
is that the pink
ball? Day nighter. What actually wasn't doing that much. So the Poms are getting a licking there, which
we love.
All we enjoy. Australia 66 runs behind at the moment. Going to do it tough, I reckon.
In South Africa.
And Rabada got some wickets again, KG, and he's playing.
Well, that is an absolute disgrace. And what's happening over there is tarnishing the game of
your great game.
If Sir Donald Bradman, he'd be, and I'll say this respectfully, he'd be, if he was to be a party to all this, he'd be turning over in his grave, the great man. And it's a disgrace. And the ICC in upholding Rabada's appeal is an absolute politically motivated.
Wow.
It's a disgrace to cricket. We all saw what he did. He admitted the guilt himself. And the South African captain said he was wrong. And yet the ICC.
And they let him off.
It is an absolute
because
disgrace.
The blacks love him and the whites love him, don't they?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Rules are rules.
Yeah, and you're right. Do you think it's political?
Yeah.
No
you
doubt.
Do?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, no doubt.
True.
Look, I love the fact that he's playing because he's such a good player. And we all want to see, we all want to see the best players playing, but he shouldn't be.
If they do the right thing, fine, Bill. Yeah. But when you carry on like a bloody pork chop, that's it.
Let's go to the phones quickly. Malcolm of Highbury. G'day, Malcolm.
Yeah, g'day, boys. You probably saw a fair bit of it there. I think it's the biggest farce in world cricket since Murali was allowed to cough, bowl.
Yeah. spot on. Malcolm, spot on.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, with this point system and all that, where's the complete farce that you've been reported twice in the same test match and don't miss the next game? You know, you can't just have that behaviour. And unfortunately, you know, the role models comment and all that, kids do then copy it. What he did, it was deliberate towards Smith. The bats, he got in Smith's, you know, space, totally deliberate. It's undermined Jeff Crowe. You know, Crowe, the man who hit the winning runs for us in the 81-82.
Yeah.
The one question about Jeff Crowe was he too nice a bloke to be a match referee? Finally, we get a decision which isn't a toothless tiger and it gets overturned. What a farce.
Well,
I agree.
Spot
good
on,
stuff, Malcolm.
They've shot Jeff Crowe straight between the bloody eyes. Yep. That's disgraceful. It hurts me to look. Honestly, I'm moving on.
All right, next down. We finished to 11:30. We're going to 11:30 and on this.
This is the South Australian boys for the South Australian public.
Well, coming up, we're going to talk to Matty Crouch from the Adelaide Crows. Had a terrific game. Phil Smythe, the general, join us just after 11. We've got plenty of more to talk about, lads. And boy, Dead Set Legends Q&A coming up too.
Can't wait.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer, back where it belongs, Saturday morning, 9 a.m. We've got tickets to see the grand final replay next weekend, Thursday, sorry. Adelaide Oval 7:20, Adelaide Crows v Richmond Tigers.
Oh, what a prize. Okay, folks, you can join in the program now. 1-3-3-5, there's been a lot of discussion about the Richard Douglas situation. Will he go? If he goes to my way, it's an absolute joke. Here's what happened last night with Richie Douglas.
Big contest, Douglas and Merritt. Merritt's on the ground. The umpire, I don't know if he blew his whistle or not, but Merritt hasn't moved, and there's some concern about the young bomber champ.
Gee, there's some concern. A bloody football collision, for goodness sake.
There's no doubt he's going to be in trouble, isn't he?
Oh, no, you can't
no,
be.
No, Cage, I'm telling you.
Well, let's hear from the Crows coach, Don Pike.
Well, I think if it's fair and it's low, then, yeah, that's acceptable. It's part of the game. But as I said, I haven't seen the incident, so I can't comment.
Pike is right. It's part of the game. It was a football collision, Bluey.
Yeah, it was. And it was, yeah, they both went at the ball. They were tough. Unfortunately, though, young Merritt looked like he was concussed.
I think he was probably a bit concussed from a hit he had.
I reckon his own shoulder hit his head.
Well, whatever. But if he goes for that, it's...
That's what I thought.
Here
it was
we go. The Twitter poll, Jars, says 42% no. 19% say he'll be fined. And 39% say he'll get a week. If he gets... If they even touch
Cage,
him for that...
Cage, he'll get a game.
He won't. Well, anyway,
I'm telling you.
We'll hear a decision today at some stage about Richard Douglas.
They'll give the verdict down today.
You can't. You can't pick him for that.
Should have Richard tackled?
No, he was
situation.
Committed. You've been committed. You know the game better than I do.
They're great. That's a great bump. I thought it was a fair bump. I'm posing these questions at you, and so, this is what's going to happen.
So we're going to fine him or suspend him for a beautiful bump.
They can't bump anymore in the game,
well,
Cage.
I'm sorry,
but they have to send a memo out and say, look, sorry, lads, you cannot bump anymore in our great game of football, which is a disgrace.
We've had this conversation.
We have, and we'll have it again. Yep. We'll have it again. We'll have it again, and we'll have it again.
If they ping him for that, the game starts.
133-53 is our number. G'day, Daz from Hallett Cove.
Now, I've watched this incident on YouTube again this morning. Now, you freeze it on the moment of impact. Zach Merritt has both hands over the football and is looking at the football. Douglas is bracing to bump, which means he's gone. You choose to bump, you're gone. And tell me how he wasn't hit in the head, KG, when you come off bleeding from the mouth.
He wasn't hit in the head.
Why was he bleeding from the mouth?
I have no idea. He may have hit
his head. Well, that's illogical, KG.
It's not at
all.
That
doesn't make sense.
So that was no more, Darren, than a bloody football collision.
KG, answer my question.
What?
From where I was, from what I saw this morning, his shoulder did make contact with the side of his jaw.
He did not make contact
with
the head.
Well, tell me how
head.
He was bleeding from the mouth.
It may have been his head somewhere else. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, there must have been a little elf in there that did something, KG, that crawled in his mouth.
A big panda bear, too.
But does it make sense?
The fact remains that he didn't make contact with Merritt's head.
Garbage. He was bleeding from the mouth.
You must be watching
doesn't make sense, KG.
Well, rubbish. Absolutely.
Well, so no doubt, Darren. You're
thinking, ignoring the facts makes you feel better, KG. Well, you go for it, old son.
Okay.
Thanks, Daz. Can I have a prize for Daz, please?
No.
Yes or no?
Yeah,
good
price.
Well, KG said no.
It was a good call. I'm the boss. A prize, please.
Okay. Well, we're going to send you along to go and see the grand final replay: Adelaide Crows v Tigers Thursday, Adelaide Oval. So, congratulations, Darren.
And a month earlier, young Merritt got concussed.
Yes, he did.
So he's obviously got to be very, very careful going forward. He might need a good, you know, 6-7 weeks off, I reckon.
Oh,
yeah, but Cage, it's life after football that they're worried about these days.
I understand and accept that. If head-high contact was made, I wouldn't be saying what I'm saying this morning. But when you contact or make contact with an opposition player side by side, as was the case, no, you can't be pinged for that. And I'll say that I'm blue in the face.
Let's go to Alan from Clonell. G'day, Alan.
Well, Alan's not ready to go, unfortunately, because we've got to do a song and then we've got to go to, like we do each. Beautiful. If you want your own tickets to go along and see the grand final replay at Adelaide Oval Thursday,
grumpy, grumpy. 7:20,
head to afl.com.au for tickets and info. 133353 is our number. What are we asking, Cage?
Well, Richie Douglas is the hot topic. Should he be pinged, fined, or suspended for that contact on young Merritt last night? That's our issue. 133353 is our number. It's a hot potato, and the decision will be handed down at some stage today. So stay with Triple M. They'll let you know when we do it.
Big contest, Douglas and Merritt. Merritt's on the ground. The umpire, I don't know if he blew his whistle or not, but Merritt hasn't moved, and there's some concern about the young bomber champ.
And this is what we're talking about. Should Richard Douglas be suspended, fined, or let go free for that particular incident? If they ping him or suspend him, fair dinkum. That's what football's been built on for 160
years. And what's
it
been built on?
Contact. Fair contact. Didn't hit him in the head. No way. 160 years down the bloody gurgler.
You know what? I love what I saw from Richie, and I'd like to see more of our boys start throwing their weight around, start playing a bit more unsociable football. Honestly, if he cops a week for that, I'd be happy as a senior coach, because that's what I want to see more of. No, that's what you want. And Richie Douglas put his flag in the ground for our footy club. Bloody proud of him. Alan of Mount Barker. G'day, Alan.
G'day, fellas. Mate, I'm completely on your side there, KG. Mate, when that actually happened, I was like, thank God, I just saw football.
Yeah.
And it honestly was terrific. Yeah, look, the poor guy, I think the blood come from him, he hit his head on the canvas, you know. That's how I think that occurred. But, you know, I missed the hard days, you know. Players like Rashudo's, Jarman, Darren, that is.
I was a lover of the football there, mate.
you're a legend, mate. Love you guys dearly. But look, I thought it was an honest contact, and I don't think he deserves a week, boys. I think it was a true just glimpse of the old game that
good
I love.
Yeah. Well, built on 160 years of tradition.
Angelo Vunley. G'day, Angelo.
G'day, mate. How are you, boys? Doing well?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Angelo.
That's good. Tell me a little bit about the bump. What do you reckon?
Nothing in it. Football collision. Bump.
Football collision, you reckon? So you reckon he wasn't lining him up from the sideline?
No.
Come on, mate. Listen, he lined him up. I saw the game. I was watching it. And he had no idea what was coming to him,
mate. He hit him in the side.
How many weeks, Angelo? How many weeks?
Look, at least one. Or look at Robbie Gray. How many did he get?
Well, that was a joke too.
Yeah.
Absolute joke.
Robbie Gray shouldn't have got suspended.
No. Absolutely.
He should have got suspended for what he did, you reckon?
No, shouldn't have.
Should not have.
Well, what do you reckon should happen here then?
Let him off.
He'll get a week, Angelo. Yeah.
Thanks, Angelo. No, he won't.
Phil of Morfitt Vale. G'day, Phil.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, thanks, Phil.
That is good to hear. First off the bat, I'd just like to let you know that I'm a Port man, and I was watching the game last night. And there is no way that was malice or should have deserved anything other than what it was. It was a football collision from where I saw it. Even when they did the slow-mo, he got him in the side. Yeah. I don't know where, like one of your previous callers was saying, where the blood from the mouth came, but it came from no contact from Richie Douglas whatsoever.
Well, he definitely didn't line him up, as Angelo was suggesting.
No, that's rubbish.
He was committed.
Yeah.
If he goes for this, well then, like you say, KG, there better be a memo going out saying, look, guys, you're not allowed to even bump anymore.
Yep, that's
we're
going to
settle
call.
Back into a wing attack defence system.
Well, that's what Jars wants.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, well, that's where it's heading. I mean, you know, where is football? And, okay, you've got to take some of the really rough stuff out of it, fair enough. And the same with that tackle, that where he was thrown to the ground and he got pinged for that and Razor Ray was overridden.
Yeah.
What a load of rubbish.
Yeah, it
yep.
was.
Yep.
See, I hate that.
Good on you, Phil. We've got to keep moving. Bob of Belair. G'day, Bob of Belair.
G'day there. Just on the clarification with Richie Douglas, his shoulder didn't hit in the head. Douglas's left arm on the force of his hip swung around and hit him in the mouth. And if you look at the slow-mo closely, that's what happened.
So should he go for that?
No, certainly not.
No, not at all. I agree totally.
No, his left hand swung underneath and hit him in the mouth.
So there you go.
Good on you, Bob. Let's go to Curly of Northfield. G'day, Curly.
G'day, guys. How are we?
Good, Curls.
That's good. Listen, KG, you're going on about 160 years of tradition.
Yep.
Did that tradition not go out the window 5 years ago when they changed the rules?
Well, I look, they've gone too far with it. Look, Robbie Gray should...
If they go complaining after something's happened and say that's part of footy...
Well, there's stuff in the
game,
in
the rules. It's not part of footy.
Oh.
Did you answer his question?
What's
did
that?
It go out the back out of the window 5 years ago?
They've gone
did the
too,
AFL
well,
change
I
the rules?
His question,
no, you didn't.
I said they've gone too far with it. They've taken the collision, a football collision,
correct,
out of the game, and that's
okay. So why shouldn't he get games?
Well, because it's a football collision. Yeah,
it's you just said they took the collision out.
It's a contact sport.
You just said that. Yeah, you said
the collision in or
is
out?
Gone.
Oh well,
Well, where is it? Where is it?
Going back to a previous call, let's play Buddy Netball.
No. Well, that's being disrespectful to netballers.
No, it's
they
not.
Play it hard
it's a non-contact sport.
Pardon?
It's a non-contact sport, netball. I'm not being
disrespectful. Do you reckon that's where our game's going to head?
Oh, no doubt. Mm. No doubt. Look, I'm all for it. If a player makes contact with the head by the arm or the hip or whatever, I'm all for it. No problem. But not when a player is committed and they
hit... For a contest.
Yep. And his side hit the side of young Merritt. You can't ping that.
Players today cannot afford to bump.
Well, then take the bump out of the game.
And that's what they have to do, KG. Get some clarification.
That was all split-second sort of stuff, Charles. Now, you've played, so what could you have done?
Oh, no, I would have done exactly what Dougie would have done. Because the ball was there. My focus is to make sure I hit the ball at full pace and get the ball, win the ball off my opponent. That's all I worried about.
But in this day and age, what should he have done?
What they do now is you've got to wait for the player to get the ball, then make a decision to either tackle or bump him. And that's wrong. That's not what our game's built on. Our game's built on who wins the ball first, who wins the hard ball first.
So you're saying what I'm saying. They've gone too far with it.
Absolutely. I've been on your side this morning.
I don't want to listen to anyone. The AFL are petrified of head injuries, aren't they?
They're concussion. Spot on,
legal
Luke.
Cases. Yep. Johnny Platton, we all love Johnny Platton's inability, you know. Yep. So that's what they're petrified
totally
of the
correct,
AFL.
My friend.
Getting sued down the track.
Well, you're never going to take a football collision out of our game. You can't do
but they're
that.
They're starting to, Cage. They're starting to.
Geez. And they're trying to.
Well, I may have seen
whether
the last,
we like it or
I
not.
I may have seen the last game.
Robert Gray gets a week. Richie Douglas is going to cobble a week. Oh, I'm telling you. Which is wrong, because it was a bloody fair dinkum, good hip and shoulder bump. Play on. The young lad went down. Well, that's what happens in football. That's what happens in our great game of football.
Been happening for 160 years.
There was no elbows. There was no fists. There was nothing untoward. It was just a beautiful bump, which we teach our young men to execute when they come up and play our great game.
Yep. Well said, Juss.
45% of people online at Triple M Adelaide say that Richie will not get any time for his bump on Essendon, Zach Merritt. 17% though say, yep, he'll be fined. And 38% say he will cop one match suspension. You can keep that going on Twitter at Triple M Adelaide. It's Dead Set Legends for CMI Toyota.
Yeah, I'm
good! We're catching that with Matty Crouch.
I'm going mute.
Crows midfielder. Next, Triple M.
Now, of course, last night the Crowies went down in a narrow defeat against Essendon, which was a little bit disappointing. But the guy that has a great year last year and he continued on
last night
with 41 possessions joins us on Dead Set Legends now. Matty Crouch, welcome.
Thanks for having me, boys.
Now, Matt, you obviously got ourselves or the Crows into a great position last night at three-quarter time, but just couldn't get the job done.
Yeah, a bit disappointing. We obviously 20 points up from going in the last quarter and let one slip there. So we conceded 20 inside 50s in that last quarter, which isn't good enough. So the Dons run over. So it wasn't great.
Matty, what was the message from Pikey after the game? Obviously, a lot of the boys would have been disappointed. How was his reaction to that performance?
Yeah, we're obviously pretty disappointed. We felt like we're in a great position going into that last quarter. And I think when you're 20 points up, you obviously expect to win them games. So, fairly disappointed. The boys obviously understand if we've let one slip now, but, you got Richmond in 6 days' time, so we've got to turn around pretty quick and get back on the horse.
Matty, missing seven players, I'm not making an excuse, but... And because we did see some youngsters sort of make impressions last night, but seven players, injuries have hit us hard early, and that's a problem.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, well, it's part of footy. I think a lot of teams have to deal with that sort of stuff, but it's been a bit unfortunate that we've had some key players out. But
exactly.
I feel like that some of our young guys last night had a decent crack, and I feel in the long term it'll be good for them to get some opportunities. So. You see the guys like Darcy Fogarty last night. He's a competitive kid and gives everything. So it's good to see the young boys get out there and have a crack.
And it was great last night, Matty. Bryce Gibbs, obviously, we knew he's a superstar, but geez, he played a good game last night and fitted in well.
Yeah, he's a good player, Gibbs. He shows his class. And I thought last night he was fantastic through the midfield and contributed with a couple of goals as well, which is just going to be good for us if he can keep doing that throughout the season.
What about young Fogarty? There's some talent there, isn't it? I like the way he presents himself, and he likes the physical stuff, young Matty, so that's a positive for the boys.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he's a very competitive kid. I think the way he hits up at the footy, it's going to be good for us in the future, and I think he could even move into the midfield later on. So, obviously going to be a great player for us going forward. And he showed some signs last night that real life.
Matty, what about your brother Brad? Gee whiz, that's an absolute tragedy. He would be shattered because he was a player that was in good form last year, and for this to happen, he'd be shattered.
Yeah, it's not good. He sort of thought he was over damn injuries, but it's obviously not good with his groin. He's in a fair bit of pain at the moment, so he's rehabbing that. So hopefully he can get a bit of strength back through there and get back on the park soon.
What about getting players back next week? Will Tex Walker be okay for next week, do you think?
I think their boys are going to train today in Adelaide and see how they go, but hopefully we get a few back and can put up a big performance against the Tigers.
Matty, did you see the collision between that? This is all I class it as, the collision between Richard Douglas and young Zach Merritt. Did you see that at all?
Yeah, I've seen it out there live. It's obviously tough to tell when you're out there, but I think Merritt went off. Did he go off with concussion or shoulder? I'm not really sure, but I didn't think he'd come back on the ground. But it's tough these days to judge whether to bump or tackle. But I think the best option is to tackle. But hopefully Dougie gets off and he can play for us next week.
Gee, it was a football collision. Gee whiz, honestly.
Yeah. Now, Matty, obviously the boys are disappointed, so you'll review the game, but you obviously can't dwell on it too much because another massive game coming up against the Tigers on Thursday.
Yeah, that's it. I think, we'll have a look at some things that we can do better, especially in that last quarter against the Dons, and then, get stuck into the Tigers. So really looking forward to Thursday night in front of our home crowd, and hopefully we can get the job done.
Matty, thanks for your time. Well played. Obviously, you played your role in the side, so the boys now can regroup and get ready for Richmond, our first home game next week. So thanks for your time, Matty. All the best.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
Matty Crouch.
I tell you what.
From the Adelaide Crows.
This is a big ask now.
I thought it was a silly question to ask Matty about the bump because the players can't have an opinion.
Well,
It's unfair to young Matty.
It would be. He answered it perfectly.
Well, yeah, but you put him in a tight spot, I thought.
He would have known that someone was going to ask that question. I thought you should have had the I thought you were dodging the question, so I thought I'll show a bit of ghouly stuff here. I'll ask the tough question. Fair thing. If you don't ask the tough question, you get shot down in flames. If you ask the tough question, you still get shot down in flames. I said, I'll be mute now.
You can keep the conversation going on Twitter at Triple M Adelaide. Very soon, at home with the legends for CMI Toyota. It's Triple M. It's Triple M's Dead Set Legends for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer, with a brand new segment. Well, at least an intro.
At home with the legends.
What?
Now, fair dig. Now, how could you have watched the football last night when you consumed bottles and bottles of white wine?
I did not consume bottles.
Did you not? Did you not?
Yes.
Right.
What?
So how can you see the football when you were...
I wasn't, as you put it, I had a bottle of...
So what happened?
Well, I'm about to tell you. I had a bottle of Shaw Smith Sauvignon Blanc in the fridge.
Right.
Nice and cold?
Well, you take the bottle out and the water running down the
stairs. Right, okay, yeah, right.
So I just took the top off.
Yeah.
Had a little sip.
Right.
And then when... another little sip.
Right.
At half time. And then when they got 20 points in front, I had a big sip.
Right. And so then what happened?
I then put the bottle back in the fridge because I thought I was getting filthy because they've kicked five bloody goals. So I put the bottle back in the fridge.
Empty or full?
Empty.
Hang on, Just, did you have an alcoholic beverage last night while you were watching
No.
Well, hang on. Now we're throwing stones, little fella.
I had two frothies.
You you were home last night trying to put up or install your mega room with about four.
My mega wall.
Mega wall.
Because there was so much on last night.
With about four television sets going.
Yep.
And the whole thing fell apart.
Yeah, it did.
What were you trying to do?
Well, because I was trying to set up one room with all the TVs on. I've only got three.
Oh, you only got three?
And because we got some Fox, the box there.
Oh, I like this.
You gotta. I didn't realise that you gotta. They're all different codes, different TVs. So, yeah, I tried to set it all
up. So what happened?
Oh well, I missed half of the sport because I was trying to get them working. It's not funny. That's not funny.
Barron,
so I cracked the shits.
He's loving your wife.
Maz just had a gutful.
She, She wanted to kick him out.
No, she's
you idiot.
Well, she said that. She said, what are you doing? You idiot. She said, just be patient, love. Now, how can we can't get this one on?
You'd have to nail it. That sounds like a great setup.
So, yeah, but he missed half the sport.
No, because we had 36ers on, United on, we had the cricket on, we had our boys, the Crows, on. I was in a frenzy.
Did you get it going in?
No.
No, you're going to have to get a techo down there. That sounds like a great setup. Jeez, three TVs.
No, bloody spewing.
Controller's going right.
And then when I was trying to set one, I had a nice bloody beer and I spilt that. That spilt everywhere.
Probably half water, see?
So anyway, that was my night. What about you, Blue Blue?
Well, I was at the award function last night at Adelaide Oval, so I was checking the scores. I was on the missus kept going, what are you doing? Yeah. So I was checking my Crowe. So, and I was like, KG, 20 points up like that.
How good is this?
And then next thing, Callum Ferguson comes down and starts, what about the...
Because he's a Essendon, Bombers man, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a Bombers. Yeah. Essendon won. What? Are you trying... So, yeah. So and I tried to watch the replay when I got home.
And what happened?
I fell asleep on the couch.
Okay, there you go. That's the segment.
There you go. So the moral of the story, last night, all three of you. Wait for it. You know exactly what happened in front of your TVs, Jazz. I get no time. Dead Set Legends for CMY Toyota, Triple M.
KG, let's go. Why did you drink two bottles of white wine on your own last night?
I did not drink two bottles. I had three quarters of a bottle.
Greg Blore, why didn't you watch the Crows last night?
Well, I was at a function. And they...
Greg Blore, is Pat Cummings the best fast bowler in the world?
No. He's a superstar, though.
KG, is it true you forgot to vote last week due to eating our three cheeky Greek Eurosses?
No, I voted. I got the vote.
No, you didn't. You ate our buddy cheeky Greek Eurosses and the chips.
I missed out the cheeky Greek. I was the only one that missed out.
Greg Blewett, was the ICC gutless for overturning Rabada's two-week suspension?
Yes, I agree with KG. Very political decision, that.
KG, Western Bulldogs, Katie Brennan, has she become a sook due to her two-match ban for the sling tackle?
She's been harshly treated. 2 weeks for that is disgraceful. And I,
it was a sling tackle.
Oh, yeah, but come on. If it had been a male, they'd have got a fine. And she misses a grand final. Ridiculous situation.
KG, good idea by Channel 7, to cross to the umps at halftime.
Absolutely pathetic.
Why? Why is it pathetic?
Because we're making too much of them. They should be seen and not heard.
Greg Blewett, if you were a Razor DJ, Ray, what would your DJ name be?
DJ Blue.
Woo? Say it again.
DJ Blue.
I would have said DJ Bluey. Greg Blewett, should jump racing be banned at Oakbank?
Yes.
Oh, hang on.
KG, what would you do for $5
million? $5 million, I'd be the best bloke in the world. I'd own a yacht.
Sorry, that's not the question. KG, what would you not do for $5
million? I'd do anything for $5
million. Greg Blewett,
top
eight or wooden spoon for Port Adelaide?
Top eight.
KG, should the Liberals bring back the F1s to Adelaide?
No, done and dust. We had it for 10 years. We're the best state for doing it. No, we've moved on from that.
Greg Blewett, what's the longest you've gone without shaving your legs?
Oh, I'd say about 23 years.
23 years? You look like you just started shaving this morning.
Well, I didn't. I've never shaved them, by the way.
What do you do?
I first trimmed my legs when I was about 23.
Oh,
I was getting lots of
points.
And I was getting massage. So, you know, I
had
it was hurting a bit.
What
are you talking about? Elite sportsman.
What a wuss.
KG, would you sleep with Nicolas Cage or Chris Hemsworth?
Oh. I'd sleep with Buddy neither. I wouldn't go within a bull's roar. Gee whiz. No way. Sleep with him.
So you wouldn't sleep with Thor?
No, what? Thor? Who's Thor?
Who's Thor?
Who's Thor?
Chris Hemsworth. Avengers.
What?
He's Thor.
I don't watch that
Just say
stuff.
Him. He's much better than the other bloke.
Who's the other bloke?
Nicholas Cage.
No.
Greg Blewett, should North Melbourne merge with the Western Bulldogs?
No.
Greg Blewett, sand shoes, high heels or flip-flops? What would you prefer to wear?
Oh, God. Thongs.
But you've wore high heels.
And you've shaved your legs.
Thongs. I'd rather wear thongs any day of the week.
KG.
Yeah.
Here we go. Oh, he's giggling already.
Move on.
When you are daydreaming, what do you dream about?
Well, I dream about all sorts of things.
What?
Well, you know. Be with
when night. You're daydreaming, wine? What do you dream about? Answer the question.
Wine! And more wine! No, I drink in moderation.
Certainly enjoy responsibly. Dead exactly Set Legends right. For CMI Toyota. Phil Smythe on the way, 36 is a legend. Chats with the boys at a tick. 104.7 Triple M. Dead Set Legends with KG, Jars and Greg Blewett back at the time it belongs, 9 a.m. Saturday mornings.
Good on you, Hayden. Unfortunately, the 36ers went down last night in a very tense, hard-fought game of basketball to Melbourne United. They play, of course, tomorrow again. Let's have a chat about what happened over at Interstate as we welcome a legend of the sport of basketball and a great bloke, Phil Smythe. Smythe, welcome to the show.
Cage, thanks, mate. Bluey and Jars. Now, Cage, I know you want to get on the basketball, but before we start, mate, that song, I could just see you getting up and down and boogieing away to that one.
Mate. Mate, you've seen me at my absolute best doing that, Smiley. No doubt about it. You're a good judge. But we won't invite Jars to do it, though.
Yeah.
Now, Smiley, the ejection of Nathan Sobey, that killed us.
Yeah. Look, you know, sometimes with coaches, they want their players to get on the edge, and Sobey's one of those guys that likes to play on the edge. He's really emotive. It was a bad mistake. He got in something he should have got involved in. And then to get ejected, that was the big one.
Yep.
And then Drimmick's two fouls when he got the two that he got that he shouldn't have got. There was a bit of overacting, but it was sold well to the umpires by Goulding. They were the ones that hurt you. When you have a three-point game and you're already down a play with Childress out with the shoulder and then you lose one of your key players, you're pushing hard. I thought they were still going to get them when they came back from 11 down.
Yep.
I thought they've got the momentum. They're there. And then even later in the last quarter, I thought there's a chance. There's a real good chance. And when you have a three-point game, obviously you can go either way. But, you know, Melbourne gave them some chances. I was surprised that they gave them and Adelaide took advantage of them.
Now, Smythe, cricket's getting a bit of a clip at the moment about, you know, the way the game's being played. Geez, there's some stuff going on in this final series between the two teams, isn't there?
Yeah, you're right, Bluey. Look, I'm a bit with the way they're talking about it with cricket. I think Shorter needs to shut up. I've had enough of him, mate. You know, flexing muscles when you make a shot, mate, that's terrific, but it's distractive, mate. You're putting yourself above the group. If you want to talk trash, and he likes talking trash, and so he was part of the problem. He started talking rubbish before this game started about Casper Ware. Now, that's big talk when you're not the bloke guarding him.
Mm.
So you're making it harder for the bloke that has to. And Casper Ware at the start of the game was the different in the game. You know, he's carrying an injury. I suspect he's got some trouble with that hip, but he'd fired him up before the game starts. So, mate, let the sleeping giant sleep. Don't wake him up. So I'm not into that stuff, Blue. I don't mind a little bit. A little bit of lip's okay. But once it starts to go too far, mate, shut up and get on with playing basketball.
Phil, tomorrow, game 4, Titanium Stadium. It'll be sold out. What do the 36ers need to do to execute to get the win?
Yeah, look, I reckon they've got to go back to what they're really good at. Melbourne limited that, but we saw when you play Adelaide at home with the fans, mate, you're in trouble. You know, they got them by 30 last time here. Going to be a massive amount of adrenaline that flows off the crowd into that game. So that gives the Sixers that opportunity to light up, get going, get the crowd involved and feed off that emotion. You sense that they'll do it again and it's going to go to game 5. So I reckon it's going to be a real interesting one. And I think Sobey's going to want to redeem himself for what happened. So I think they can bounce back. Melbourne have got some weapons, but I think they're carrying some injuries. And although Childress is out for Adelaide, I think it's an advantage for Adelaide being at home.
Phil, we appreciate your time as always, mate. You're a legend of the game. Thanks for your time, Phil.
Always good to talk to you, KG and Bluey and Jars. Return that phone call
sometime. He's a good man, Smythe. A good man.
Yeah. Good on you, boys.
See, mate.
Good on you, Smythe. And those are going backwards too, I can tell you.
Yeah, he's a ripper.
A big game tomorrow. I tell you what, be a ripper.
Big game today. Gates open at 2:15 at Adelaide Oval. Port Adelaide take on Fremantle. Triple M's rocking footy at 2 o'clock, boys, with Ditz, Rupert, Louis, Yada and Biggles. Who's going to win?
Port. Port at home.
Right.
I think Port are good things, to be quite frank today.
Quite excited about this game. With all the new recruits, it's just going to be interesting to see how
they
Port
go. Yeah.
Stephen Motlop, Tommy Rockcliffe, Dom Barry. This is the one that I can't wait to see.
The boy from the Bay.
He's a very good.
He's quick.
And Jack Watt. So obviously there's some depth there at Port Adelaide.
Mm.
Fremantle, don't underestimate.
I don't
Sandlands,
Fife. Well, Fife's
Lockie
the man.
Newell.
Fife is the man. Mundy. He's the motivator, Jars.
But they never win over here, do they?
No.
I'm not a big fan of Freo.
And it will be
play.
A bit windy today too. 25 to 40-kilometre winds down at Adelaide Oval, so the ball will swirl around a bit. So make sure the boys finish off their set shots for goal.
Port would want to start on a positive note. They've
got to come out of the blocks early.
At home, this is a game they would have ticked before the season started. Home game, get off to a flyer, get some positive thinking within the club.
All right, beautiful stuff.
Okay, we're going to go.
Done.
I know. It's,
see you next week, family.
Well, hang on. Gee whiz. Goodbye, Bluey.
Goodbye.
Thanks for your coming. Hope you've enjoyed
the program. Have a good day, everyone.
Goodbye, everyone. See you next week.
The Dead Set Legends, the best way to kickstart your Saturday. And check out CMI Toyota for the best range of new and demo Toyota in stock. 104.7 Triple M.